This is the Sakar Merli of the 8th of May, 2025. Essence, sweet children, become soul conscious and remember the Father, and you will accumulate the power of yoga. With the power of yoga, you can claim the kingdom of the whole world. Question. What was not in the thoughts or dreams of you children, but which has now become practical? Answer. You never thought or dreamt that you would study Raj Yoga with God and become the masters of the world, or that you would study this study for claiming a kingdom. You have now the infinite happiness that you are receiving power from the Almighty Authority and are claiming the right to the self-sovereignty of a golden-aged kingdom. Om Shanti. You daughters are sitting here to practice this. In fact, it is those who are soul-conscious and remembering the Father who should sit here on the Gadi. If she is not sitting in remembrance, she shouldn't be called a teacher. There is power in remembrance. There is no power in this knowledge. This is called the power of yoga. The expression power of yoga is an expression the sannyasis use. The Father does not use difficult words. The Father says, children, now remember the Father, just as little children remember their parents, those physical parents. You children are without images. You receive those images, that is, bodies here. You are residents of the world where there are no images. There are no images there. First of all, make it firm that you are souls. Therefore, the Father says, children, become soul conscious. Have the faith that you are souls. You come from the land of Nirvana. That is the home of all of you souls. You come here to play your parts. Who comes first of all? Your intellects are aware of this. No one else in the world has this knowledge. The Father says, forget all the scriptures, etc., that you have been studying. People praise Sri Krishna and so-and-so so much. They also praise Gandhi so much. That praise is as though he really did establish the kingdom of God before he left. However, God Shiva says, the laws that existed in the kingdom of the original eternal king and queen were established by the Father. It was the Father who then made them into king and queen by teaching them Raj Yoga. Even those godly customs and systems were broken. He, Gandhi, said that he didn't want a kingdom, but that he wanted government of the people by the people. What state is that government in now? There is only sorrow and nothing but sorrow. They continue to fight and quarrel amongst themselves. There are many different opinions. You children are now claiming the kingdom by following Srimat. You have so much power that there are no armies, etc. there. There is no question of any fear there. It used to be the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. It was an undivided kingdom. Duality, which could have caused conflict, was not there. That is called an undivided kingdom. the Father makes you children into deities. Then, from being undivided, you were made into devils by Ravan. You children now know that you residents of Barat were the masters of the whole world. You claimed the kingdom of the world with just the power of remembrance. You are now claiming that kingdom once again. You claim it every cycle with just the power of remembrance. There is also power in studying. Similarly, when someone becomes a barrister, he has that power. That power is worth a few pennies. You rule the whole world with the power of yoga. You receive power from the Father, the Almighty Authority. You say, Baba, we claim the self-sovereignty of the Golden Age from you every cycle. Then we lose it, and then we claim it again. You children have received this full knowledge. Now, by following Srimat, we are claiming that kingdom of the elevated world. The world also becomes elevated. It is only now that you have the knowledge of the Creator and the creation. Even Lakshmi and Narayan would not have the knowledge of how they claimed their kingdom. You are now studying here, and you will then go and rule there. When someone takes birth in a good and wealthy home, it is said that he must have done good deeds and made donations and performed charity in his previous birth. You receive a birth according to the acts you have performed. This is now the kingdom of Ravan. Whatever acts people perform here, they are sinful. You have to descend the ladder. Even the ones who were the greatest and highest of all of those who belong to the deity religion have to come down the ladder. Everyone has to go through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo. Everything becomes old from new. You children should now experience limitless happiness. You never thought or dreamt that you would become the masters of the world. The people of Barat know that it used to be the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan over the whole world. They were worthy of worship, and then became worshippers. It is remembered, those who were worthy of worship, then became worshippers. All of this should now be in your intellects. This play is very wonderful. No one knows how we take 84 births. In the scriptures, 8.4 million births have been written about. The Father says, all of those things are lies of the path of devotion. This is Ravan's kingdom. It is only in the intellects of you children and of no one else what the kingdom of Rama is and what the kingdom of Ravan is. Ravan is burnt every year, therefore he is an enemy. The five vices are enemies of human beings. No one knows who Ravan is or why they burn him. Those who consider themselves to be residents of the Confluence Age are aware that they are now becoming the most elevated of all human beings. God is teaching us Raj Yoga and changing us from humans into Narayan, from corrupt human beings into elevated human beings. You children know that the Highest on High, incorporeal God, is teaching you. Therefore, you should have limitless happiness. Students in the school are aware that they are students. Those teachers who teach are common teachers. Here, God is teaching you. Since you can claim such a high status through this study, you should study very well. It is so easy. You simply have to study for half to three quarters of an hour every morning. Throughout the day, because you are busy at work or business, you forget to have remembrance. This is why you come here in the morning and sit in remembrance. You are told to remember Baba with a lot of love. Baba, you have come to teach us. We now know that you have come once again after 5,000 years to teach us. When children come here to Baba, Baba asks them, "Have we met before?" Sages and sannyasis, etc., would never ask this question. There, whoever wants to sit in those satsangs can go and do so. When people are seen to gather somewhere, many others go and join them. You now understand that you also used to go and listen to the Gita and the Ramayana, etc., with a great deal of happiness. You didn't understand anything at that time. That was all the happiness of devotion. People continue to dance in happiness there, but they still continue to come down. There are many different types of hatha yoga, etc. They do all of those for good health. The father explains, all of those are the customs and systems of the path of devotion. None of them knows the creator or the creation. So what else remains? Look what you became by not knowing the creator or the creation, and look what you are becoming by knowing the creator and creation. By knowing them, you are becoming solvent, and by not knowing them, you same people of Bharat became insolvent. They continue to tell lies. So many things continue to happen in the world. So much gold and money, etc., is looted. You children now know that you will build palaces of gold there. Those who study to become barristers are aware inside of what they will do after they pass their examination. They will build a house, etc. Why does it not enter your intellects that you are studying to become the princes and princesses of heaven? There should be so much happiness. However, that happiness disappears as soon as you leave here. Many young daughters occupy themselves with this knowledge. Their relatives don't understand anything, and they therefore say that a magic spell has been cast on them. They say that they will not allow their daughters to study. Under such circumstances, while you are still dependent on your parents, you have to listen to your parents. We, Baba, cannot take you. Otherwise there would be a lot of conflict. There was so much conflict in the beginning. A daughter would say she is 18 years old, whereas her father would say that she is only 16 years old, that she is still dependent on him. He would fight in this way and take her away. To be dependent on your father means you still have to follow your father's orders. When you are an adult, you can do what you want. There are laws on this. Baba says, it is also a rule here that when you come to the father, you have to bring a certificate, a letter, from your physical father. Then the manners of each one are also observed. If their manners are not good, they are sent back home. It is the same in a game. If someone doesn't play well in a game, he or she is told to leave the game. They would make their team lose their honour. You children know that you are now on a battlefield. The Father comes every cycle and enables us to conquer Maya. The main thing is to become pure. Souls become impure through vice. The Father says, lust is the greatest enemy. It causes sorrow from its beginning through the middle to the end. Those who become Brahmins then go into the deity religion. You Brahmins are number wise. When moths go to a flame, some completely sacrifice themselves and die, while others simply circle around and fly off. When children come here, some sacrifice themselves to the flame completely, whereas others simply listen to this knowledge and then leave. Earlier, some even wrote in their own blood, Baba, I belong to you. In spite of that, Maya defeated them. There is so much battling with Maya. This is then called a battlefield. You understand that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is explaining the essence of all the Vedas and scriptures through Brahma. Many pictures have been made. The example of Narad also belongs to this time. All of you say that you will become Lakshmi or Narayan. The Father says, each of you should look within yourself and see if you are worthy. Check yourself to see that you don't have any vices. Everyone is a devotee like Narad. That was just an example that was quoted. People on the path of devotion ask if they can marry Sri Lakshmi. The Father says no. Only when they listen to this knowledge would they be able to receive salvation. Only I, the purifier, can grant salvation to everyone. You now understand that the Father is liberating you from the kingdom of Ravan. Those pilgrimages are physical. God speaks, man above. There is no question of stumbling around in this. All of that stumbling belongs to the path of devotion. For half a cycle it is the day of Brahma, and for half a cycle it is the night of Brahma. You understand that it is now to become the day for half a cycle for all of us Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. We will be in the land of happiness. There will not be any devotion there. You children know that you are now becoming the wealthiest of all. Therefore, there should be so much happiness. All of you were like rough stones. The Father is now putting you on edge to clean and polish you. Baba is also the jewel merchant. According to the drama, Baba has taken an experienced chariot. A village urchin has been remembered. How could Sri Krishna have been that village urchin? He used to exist in the Golden Age. He is rocked in a cradle. He wears a crown. Why should he be called a village urchin? Village urchins would be dirty. You have now come here to become beautiful. The Father puts you on the cutting edge of this knowledge. Only once in every cycle do you receive the company of the truth. All other company is false. This is why the Father says, "Hear no evil." Do not listen to such things that defame you and me. Kumaris who come into this knowledge could say that they have a share of their father's property. Why should I not open a centre for serving Bharat? A daughter has to be given away anyway in marriage. Ask your father. Give that share to me so that I can open a centre and many will benefit. Create such tactics. This is your godly mission. You change those who have stone intellects into those with divine intellects. Those who belong to our religion will come. In the same family, those who are to be flowers of the deity religion will emerge, whereas the others won't. It does take effort. The Father purifies all souls and then takes them back home. This is why Baba has told you to explain the confluence age in the picture of the cycle. This side is the Iron Age, and the other side is the Golden Age. In the Golden Age there are deities, and in the Iron Age there are devils. This is called the most auspicious confluence age. The Father makes you into the most elevated human beings. Those who study well will go to the Golden Age, whereas everyone else will go and stay in the land of liberation. Then they will come down at their own time. The picture of the cycle is very good. You children should have the enthusiasm to do service. To do such service that you uplift the poor and make them into the masters of heaven. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana 1. Check yourself to see whether you are able to become like Sri Lakshmi and Sri Narayan. Do you have any vices in you? Are you a moth who circles around, or a moth who sacrifices yourself? Check that your manners are not such that you would cause the Father's honour to be lost. 2. In order to stay in limitless happiness, remember the Father early in the morning with a lot of love and study well. God is teaching you and making you into the most elevated human beings. Maintain the intoxication that you are at the confluence age. Blessing. May you become an image of experience and reveal the Father with your experience of all virtues. Become experienced in all the virtues that you sing of the Father. as the Father is the ocean of bliss, move along in the waves of the ocean of bliss. Give whoever comes into connection with you the experience of bliss, love, happiness, and all virtues. Become an embodiment of all virtues in this way, and the Father's image will be revealed through you, because only you, great souls, your image of experience, can reveal the Supreme Soul. Slogan: transform reason into solutions and accept inauspicious things as auspicious. Aviat signal: imbibe the personality of spiritual royalty and purity. The lives of Brahmins and the donation of life is purity. The original and eternal form is purity. When you are aware that you are originally a pure and eternal soul, that awareness means that you too have the power of purity. Souls who are embodiments of remembrance and embodiments of power are souls with the original sanskars of purity. Therefore, make your original sanskars emerge and imbibe the personality of purity. Om Shanti.